Some of the Democrats running for president called the comments a national security threat. Oil prices are up after explosions suspected to have been attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Hockey fans in St. Louis are celebrating.
The St. Louis Blues with a 4-1 win over the Boston Bruins in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final to hoist the cup for the first time in franchise history. Ryan O'Reilly, who scored the first goal of Game 7, came away as the Conn Smythe Trophy winner for Most Valuable Player as head coach Craig Berube becomes the first midseason replacement to win the cup since 2016.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. This is Fox News.
Ringtones. Everyone has them on their phone so they can tell just by hearing the ringtone who's on the other end of the line. Even I have ringtones for all the people on my favorite morning show, like Greg Budell.
Oh my goodness, Timmy.
Jay Scott.
Those are your random facts.
Emily Hayes.
It was frigid in my bedroom.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
And Rich Thomas.
Adorable.
I even have a ringtone for one of our favorite listeners. But I'm changing it. That's more like it. Here comes three men and a lady.
This is a rare moment on this radio show because we have two attorneys in the house, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
The man they call the Baron?
Yes.
Yes. You've heard of him. I expected him to be an older man.
That guy's a lawyer?
He certainly is. Jay Scott here, but first...
Oh, yes.
I always feel like when I hear that drum roll, we should start singing War. What is it good for?
Yeah, it does come in like that, doesn't it? Trent Magoo, M-C-G-O-U-G-H. So I hope I'm not mispronouncing that. But Trent Magoo, you have the rest of the hour to call in at 396-5477 and qualify for that 1 carat Forever Mark diamond that is appraised at, there you go, yeah, appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's. And Newstalk 93.1. You can register at our website. Go to Newstalk931.com. There's a banner ad right there, or not a banner ad, but it's a banner right there on the front page. There's a lot of little things that scroll through that. You could scroll through it yourself. One of those is for this giveaway. Click on it, go register, and then listen every single hour from 6 to 6 for your name to be called. This hour's name, Trent Magoo. You have the rest of the hour to call in, 396-5477.
I saw Jacqueline scoping that diamond out. Approve?
Well, I was scoping out the name because I was like, I don't know how else you could pronounce that.
Magoo, maybe? I don't know.
Or McGough.
McGough.
The crime dog?
McGough.
Is it Magoo?
Hey, there's a funny meme going around where Trump is at the podium with McGruff, the crime dog, announcing his appointment as the new FBI director. I don't have it handy or I'd show it to you.
Stranger danger.
Darren with us early in the morning.
I know.
I have no headphones, so don't go hitting buttons.
No.
What's going on, Darren?
I'm bringing that monitor in to try to fix our Facebook Live problem that we had. But
Facebook Live.
Feel free to use, you know, I got camera mounts and all that stuff. Feel free to use them.
I don't have a computer. I don't know. These computers are on. I don't know what they're doing.
Why can't, look.
Listening.
They get to see us for a few minutes on TV in the morning, but, and we used to have a camera in here, right?
Years
ago.
Oh, a long time ago. It was a horrible quality.
Yeah.
Held out of my hand. 20 years ago, we had a camera that wouldn't live stream. It would take a picture every 10 seconds, and it could catch you at some of those god-awful moments, you know, where it looks like you're having a abdominal issue of some kind.
The computer on the floor, don't mess with that. The computer that's sitting on top of the computer on the floor is the streaming computer.
Why is it on?
Alan.
Resources. Anyway, something people can watch.
That was my understanding, and we got people wanting to pay top dollar to sponsor these hour-long live feeds, and so I want to get it up and running before tomorrow, so that we can start collecting that sweet, sweet revenue.
Wow.
We'll get it fixed. I didn't bring the whole power supply. I only brought half of a power.
Oh,
supply.
Well, then that's no good.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a monitor, so the computer is a dud without a monitor.
Yeah,
it's usually a requirement.
Yeah, I mean, so
more than likely we did have a monitor at one point, but some other monitor broke and we had to take it.
Well,
if Delkin Tomlinson has an extra monitor, I'll bring it by.
Well, Coleman has an extra monitor. I just brought it from the Coleman household. I just didn't bring the whole power supply.
And now their kids have no computer to use.
I know.
I got so many monitors in my house. I don't know why I didn't grab one with a full power supply.
How come you're not fat?
What do you mean?
Do you sleep with the TV on? Do you have a television in your
Television
bedroom?
In my room.
I can't.
See?
We have two televisions in our house, one in the living room, one outside. And there's nothing in the bedrooms.
I thought you had a bunch of monitors.
Monitors, not
different
televisions.
Different than televisions.
Okay.
Right.
So
these
you're
just
one of
old
those.
Monitors from work that whenever I get a new one, I take those home. So I've got like a collection. What is that noise?
Greg's
Somebody
phone.
Just got their wings.
It's his phone.
Greg
sounds
has...
like the beginning of The Rascals. It's a Beautiful Morning.
I said that earlier. I said every time I hear that, I want to say, it's a beautiful morning.
It really does. Freaks me out.
Pretty amazing.
Something walked in front of his cameras at home, and he got a notification.
It's a fox or something. Oh. It's always
a... Or the float in his pool.
If it's a fox, it could be my wife.
Can I go back to the PB&J conversation?
Yes, please.
Because you don't have to put it on anything.
You can just eat it out of the jar.
I put it in those little 9-ounce ramekins, half peanut butter, half jelly, and just take little scoops. Or you can just walk by the fridge and grab a spoonful of jelly.
Yeah, I would do delicious. That. I would do that, but I would eat it with spaghetti.
I have,
it's ridiculous.
I have brought spaghetti. The jelly and the peanut butter and the butter up, and I'll take it.
That's what you do. You put it with the butter.
Are you?
That's disgusting. You you were the...
That is the best combination.
What are you about to say? What were you about
the
to say?
The diet part.
What were you about to say?
It's the diet part is I don't use bread when I do that. Think of the calories I save.
You have some strange eating habits, Greg.
The butter saves him calories on bread. Because otherwise he would eat like 100 calories of bread instead of the 4,000 calories of butter.
The stick of butter.
Butter is a natural food. It is not fake food like oleo.
Which is why he doesn't keep it refrigerated.
But like you're one of those people that doesn't eat food like in its intended way. Like you have that like... cauldron of chocolate in your car that you eat like off the dashboard.
It's bubbling. It's bubbling
in
the passenger
mind,
seat right now.
He got a couple of witches.
He wears a cone hat when he stirs it.
In my mind, that's what's going on with like a spatula.
It's got fog coming up out of it.
It's just a pot, a saucepan that I make my own.
But you keep it in the passenger seat of your car, and like, in my mind, you're like warming it in the Alabama sun. It's just weird to me.
He doesn't need air freshener.
He's saving electricity.
Eau de chocolat.
It smells like chocolate in this car.
It's magical chocolate.
I have had it. I had it on the cookies.
It's beautiful.
It's the fox.
It's a beautiful morning. Is that perfect?
It's the same. I think Ring Doorbell needs to pay Rascal.
So, Jay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to send you the link for this. I just need the first couple of bars of It's a Beautiful Morning. So when this phone goes off.
You can just click the hotkey. It's a beautiful.
And then it'll all make sense.
I mean, I feel like there's like rights you have to buy to that. Like, have you already done that?
No.
Like, how does that work?
No, we pay those fees.
I feel like there's rules about this.
No, we pay fees here.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm sure
there's a rule.
There's a lot of red tape.
We pay them fees so we can do...
I can't have my coffee cup in the...
Well, I didn't want your coffee. I didn't want your coffee cup in front of the TV shot because they may have a thing about that.
You can't be like, oh, look at this coffee that I'm drinking this morning.
This particular brand is better than all the other brands.
Sponsored by Delkin Tomlinson.
Didn't lose my husband over it.
No representation made the quality legal service.
Thank you.
All right. That's what I was looking for when we were talking about Oleo, because that's what it sounded like they were singing to the Wizard of Oz.
Oleo? When were we talking about Oleo?
When we were talking about peanut butter and jelly.
Oh.
And your butter. Don't forget to add the butter.
I don't even know what Oleo is. I've never heard of it. What is it?
Oleo?
It's like a fake butter, isn't it?
Like parquet?
Yes.
Like parquet?
Here's the backstory.
Remember those commercials? It's parquet.
I may not be a college graduate like you guys, but I've learned a few things. It was invented during World War II so they could supply a buttery taste to our soldiers because real butter would not last in the shipping process. So Oleo is... It's like tang for butter. There's no dairy in it.
It's tang for butter. No, they didn't take it to the moon. They took it to Europe.
Same thing.
A health guy that I had on my show.
Neither one really exists. We've never really been to either.
A guy that, an expert on health that I had on my show on WLS many years ago said, you may as well put that in the trunk of your car and leave it there for a year because it can't go bad. He says it's motor oil with butter flavor.
Yeah, if it won't go bad, you probably shouldn't eat it.
So that's... But it was It was a very popular thing with baby boom moms because it was a lot cheaper than real butter.
Mm-mm.
And when you had several kids and they all wanted butter on everything.
I don't understand that because you can make your own butter, which is far cheaper than buying it.
It was created.
You make butter?
Listen, I'm not churning my own butter. Like, I'm definitely going and just buying it. But you could.
There's a joke here, Jay.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of this.
It ties back to an earlier joke.
That's exactly what I was going to say, and then I didn't.
Do you see what I'm stuck in between here?
So I look.
The 12-year-old in us really enjoyed that moment.
You guys are being bad, is what you're being.
I'm being the age appropriate that I'm trying to be. Olio. I'm trying very hard. And trust me, it's difficult. Olio was created in response to a challenge by Emperor Napoleon III,
no doubt,
to create a butter substitute from beef tallow for the armed forces and lower classes.
Nope.
It was created in 1869 in France,
and it's still usable.
It's disgusting. Nice. It's still around. It's the original Olio. It's the original supply.
Well, anytime you're eating something made of beef tallow, move on.
Tallow. Where does that come from?
Fat.
Oh, fat. Okay.
Indians used to rub it on. It's like a. They used to rub it on their arms and legs and face to
you
keep
the bugs
off.
You mean like Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah.
Covered in tallow?
Yeah.
Covered in something.
1/1000th tallow.
Good one. All right, we got to get Rich in for the forecast at 8:13.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not a bad forecast for the next couple of days. In fact, lower humidity, that's good news. Sunshine today with a high temperature up to about 86. We should be dry. Partly cloudy, comfortable tonight. Overnight low 60. Tomorrow, more sun, but still relatively tolerable humidity. High in the mid to upper 80s. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, there could be an isolated shower somewhere. I think most places will stay dry. Then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday. Sunday's high in, well, right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into your 8 o'clock hour, and traffic is still busy out on the roadways. We have an accident at Chantilly Parkway and I-85 that has I-85 backing up right there, so be careful. There's also a little bit of a slowdown between Perry Hill Road and Ann Street if you're headed southbound. If you're on I-65, the morning jam up is there. It starts around Highway 143 and continues down towards the downtown area, so watch it around that area. And the boulevard's moving along pretty smoothly. The biggest crowds we see are between the Wetumpka Highway and I-85. Todd's Produce brings the Chilton County peaches straight from their farm to you and whip up some fantastic homemade peach ice cream too. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
She's right here. How about that? We almost became a courtroom. There for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, until things turned.
I'll make a motion.
I'm sorry, churned.
Do the forecast.
Hey, just for that, I'm gonna churn my own butter and bring it in here and show you that, like, I can do this.
I mean, if you actually do that, I'd love to try it. I don't know that I've ever had
real butter.
Fresh made.
It can't be that hard, and it's got to be cheaper than buying it because it's, you know, it's just simple ingredients.
Are you familiar with the show Green Acres?
I'm familiar.
Well, it's about a New York lawyer who wants to be a farmer, so they buy a dumpy farm out in the middle of nowhere in a place that's like 20 years behind the rest of the world. And one day he and Lisa is his socialite wife who he's married to.
God.
And he goes outside, and Lisa is there, and she's doing this with the butter churn going up and
churning.
Down. Churning.
Churning the butter.
And he's convinced that she's ready to become a farm wife because she's working the butter churn, but it turns out she's using it to wash his socks.
Yeah, no.
And it made them very holy. Not in a religious or spiritual sense. It just ripped them apart.
Well, they got little tiny butter churners now.
Are we on Amazon?
No, I just Googled butter churner.
I feel like you don't actually need the churn to do it. Is that what you call it? Is it a churner?
Well, it was a wooden thing that looked, it was sort of
Looks like the thing that you used to, like, mill.
A round little trapezoid. Tiny jar of butter churner.
Stop, that's adorable.
Let me see.
Look at that. A little
butter churner. Oh, look, and it comes with a little dish. It
comes with a little glass butter dish.
That is
adorable.
It is adorable.
It is 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let me take a moment here and see what's happening at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars in the category of vehicles they have under 10,000. That's the list that they asked me to focus on. And with many students preparing to go away to college, some of them may need a vehicle. And you want to make sure that you get them something that will be reliable, because they'll have enough to keep them busy without worrying about a car that's constantly breaking down. And that's the choice you have. You can take somebody's word for it. Oh, it's, you know, we drove it to church and, you know, to the grocery store once in a while. Or you can go to Jack Ingram, where they have vetted the car thoroughly and gotten under the hood. Their mechanics spend time looking for anything that becomes troublesome. They're just not interested in selling somebody else's troubles to you. So everything with the Jack Ingram name on the back is a car that's been checked out from bumper to bumper and from under the hood to the back seat, because they insist on a nice, clean, pristine interior in addition to a car with a good body and an excellent vehicle history as well. So it's a place where you can shop with confidence. And they've got a lot of choices, especially if safety is a concern to you. The Volkswagen Jetta is one of the best on the road, and they have about half a dozen different options with that model alone, all under $10,000. Nissan Murano, you're looking for something a little larger. That's an excellent SUV. And for fun, and only $6,800, they got a beautiful 2008 Ford Mustang V6 Deluxe Black. It is a hot little item. So no matter what you're looking for, Jack Ingram is bound to have multiple choices in your price range and in the type of car you want to buy. See Tip Thames and his team at 235 Northeastern Boulevard, or visit them online and shop by price, by type of vehicle, by brand name at jackingram.com. Your news, and then we're going to come back with a conundrum.
Yeah, for dinner or show.
That's right. The Temptations and Four Tops. And a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, and we'll have that for you right after your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Selma Police Chief Spencer Collier is retiring from the police department. Mayor Dario Melton says the retirement is effective July 30th, and Collier is currently on medical leave. No word on a timeline for selecting a new police chief. Life South needs your help. Community blood centers are facing a need for all blood types right now. Blood donation usually drops in the summer because of vacations and school breaks, but the need for blood remains. Contact Life South for more information on how you can donate. And EMA officials from across the state are in Prattville this week for the Disaster Preparedness Conference. Yesterday, officials discussed the pros and cons of declaring a state of emergency and how local EMAs can do their jobs more effectively. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, let's get a conundrum going here so we can give away the dinner and a show.
Consensus on this.
Yes. She is not here today, but there is
Unity!
And here it is. It's something that women are more likely than men to notice. Something that occurs in the house that women are more likely than men to notice and also find annoying.
And depending on how long this goes, we may be able to give an audio clue later.
Yeah, if we don't get a winner on this, but that's a nice prize package. And if you'd like a crack at this one, 272-9228 is our number, 272-9228. Again, women are more likely than men to notice this and also be annoyed by it. 272-9228, we're standing by. We'll be back after the rest of the break.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor.
At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Time for traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your morning traffic, and most of our big traffic jams have thinned out. We don't see any problems on I-65 southbound any longer. You got a smooth ride into downtown. There's still a bit of a slowdown on I-85 southbound around Chantilly Parkway. Police are still working an accident there. If you're on the boulevard, everything looks pretty good. There is a large crowd around the Troy Highway. Also, there's some congestion around the I-85 entranceway, so be careful there. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. They have an excellent salary opportunity and bonus. Turn the internet and your cell phone into a career. Call Tony Hewitt at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Talking about this on TV this morning. We've got a board full of people ready to try on the conundrum. Something that women are far more likely than men to be annoyed about.
I am too fat and obese, but it's not really my fault. Scientists said watching TV in bed turns you into a butterball.
Phones at 824, Greg, Jay, Jacqueline in for Emily today. And the conundrum, women are more likely than men to notice this and be annoyed by it. We start with Sparky.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I would say dust.
Dust. Women do notice. I don't. That is not it, but that's a good guess.
Good start, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of blind to dust. I don't really.
Most men are.
See, you can't blame us. Although I would like to get one of those old-fashioned feather dusters.
Cause I have one.
Do you?
I have
one. Work?
Yeah. I enjoy it.
Brooke.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
That's a great name, by the way.
Thank you. I would say a picture that's crooked on the wall needs straightening.
That is such a... thing. It's not the winning answer, but
it's also accurate.
I think it is.
I don't know if it's just a chick thing, because I'll notice it too.
My husband will walk right past it.
Something off kilter. I'm like, that's hurting my... just make it stop. It kills me on the inside.
Brooke, that was a great guess. Very well thought. Well played.
Thank you.
Try us again sometime.
Plays against my OCD.
Mm-hmm.
Joey.
I had to flip a coin, but I'm going to say a dripping faucet.
Women are more likely to notice a dripping faucet. Is that possible? That is the winning answer!
How did you know that?
My wife's bugging me about it all the time.
All right.
Here's a number you should write down. 277-2125 for Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing when you have those dripping faucet issues. But yeah, that's the winning answer. So you want tickets to see the Temptations and Four Tops and a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Great.
Yeah, hang on a minute. We'll get you Jim up a jelly tight now. You got to put Jay in kind of an odd spot here.
Oh, here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Filling in for Emily, Jay Scott.
Why would you introduce
that? Just an idea I had. Can you just?
We got to get there's a Jay segment. That's all it is.
I don't have one of those.
Oh, well. Anyway, hang on the line, Joey, because I need to get your information. But first, I want to talk about our good friends over at the Seafood Bistro. Chef Paul and Jessica do a fantastic job every single day, by the way. They are open every day. They open up at 11 a.m., and you can go over there and enjoy some fantastic food. Jacqueline herself just tried it yesterday, or when was it?
It was last week.
Last week.
Last week, and it was dull.
First time?
Second time.
Okay.
And we dined in, right. And I got the blackened tacos, the shrimp tacos.
The shrimp tacos, which is a new item, which may not be, it may be on their menu now. The menu we have in front of us doesn't have it, mm-hmm. but they've got a board right there at the, when you go to place your order, and that's where the specials are. The fried green tomatoes are listed there.
Those are great.
And the new fish tacos, of which she had the blackened shrimp, but you can also get mahi-mahi as well.
And they were huge. They were huge.
They're big. You get about three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
rice.
That rice is fantastic. Really, I know you're on a keto thing.
I did have the rice, though. I did try the rice.
God, it's so good.
Yeah.
I would order the rice just separate, honestly. I just give me a big bowl of that rice.
Yeah.
That rice is fantastic.
Delicious. And my husband got the mahi, and he really enjoyed it.
Well, if you want to enjoy it, you can go to 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500. Or better yet, go online. TheSeafoodBistro.com is their web address. You can order them through a bunch of delivery apps that we've got on your phone now, Waiter, that sort of thing. And you can have it delivered to you as well. Check them out. TheSeafoodBistro.com.
All right, when we come back, we'll have today's edition of Stupid News.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling through your morning traffic, and most of our big traffic jams have thinned out. We don't see any problems on I-65 southbound any longer. You got a smooth ride into downtown. There's still a bit of a slowdown on I-85 southbound around Chantilly Parkway. Police are still working an accident there. If you're on the boulevard, everything looks pretty good. There is a large crowd around the Troy Highway. Also, there's some congestion around the I-85 entranceway, so be careful there. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. They have an excellent salary opportunity and bonus. Turn the internet and your cell phone into a career. Call Tony Hewitt at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Get ready for a night of solid gold with the Temptations. No. Also starring the Four Tops. Same night, same stage. June 23rd at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Temptations and the Four Tops together live. Reserve seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Impact Box Office.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
Stupid
News.
News.
What news?
A new study shows that women with large butts produce more intelligent children.
Baby got back.
Your pants ain't hiring because your butt won't quit.
Kim Kardashian's butt will still have to be shot from space.
What has been the weirdest rumor you've heard about yourself so far?
That I have a fake butt.
Your bum sticks out a bit.
Big butts are in.
Baby got back.
Look at her butt. It is so big.
Baby got back.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
Baby got back.
Why are we talking about butts?
I have no idea. That was my next question.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Now, the reason we're talking about butts, because our most electrifying story of the day is all about a new sport and a video that's going viral about butt spanking in Russia.
Oh, that's right.
See, now there's the video, and I've got this on Facebook if you want to check it out. This is sort of a follow-up. The Russians drink a lot. I think they're kind of numb to pain because men's face slapping was a big deal a while back. But now, the female variant, the booty slapping championship, saw women whacking each other's behinds on stage at the exquisite Yashchenkin Cup in Siberia. They attempt to hit each other's rear end so hard they cause their opponent to step forward. Much less brutal than the men's face slapping, which requires a competitor to submit. In other words, I can't take it anymore. This could be, you know... Shut up. Hang on, I gotta get rid of this annoying woman.
How did that pop up?
He's not talking about me, by the way.
No! No, she probably makes lousy coffee, too.
Like those girls down at the office.
No, no, they make great coffee, even on their hot plates.
So anyway, that story is on my Facebook page if you would like to see the video and learn something. Also appearing on Facebook today, other stories that we have covered. The whole deal, you can watch the video on Is Your Bedroom TV Making You Fat? I thought I had some other stuff here, too. Well, there's a cute video of a dog in a shower.
Oh.
And yesterday, a story about a new line of clay, and you looked it up, it's pretty expensive.
The
Merino.
The Merino, yeah. You never have to wash it?
Yeah, the guy in the commercial says he's been wearing the same shirt and underwear for 46 days.
I'm sorry? That doesn't seem quite hygienic at all.
Well, it's $250 for 3 shirts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
But you'll never have to wash them, apparently.
Why would you not want to wash them? I don't understand.
Because
that
they don't, I guess they spray them with Pam or something and the stink just rolls off.
But why would you not want to wash them? I mean, I just think that that's something you should want to
They're
do.
They're coated in Crisco.
Yeah.
Oleo or whatever it's called.
Oleo.
I think, actually, isn't this the commercial? Listen.
It's one of the most rewarding things about being alive. Hauling around bulky luggage? Not so much. Traveling is supposed to feel like an adventure, but most of the time, your big bags just get in the way. They're costly to check at the airport, you end up having to wait around for them, and they may even get lost, or worse, stolen. And for what? To spend a good part of your trip lugging around a bag stuffed with dirty clothes you didn't even need anyways. Well, what if there was a better way to travel? What if we told you you could travel anywhere in the world and you wouldn't need anything more than a small carry-on backpack? Well, let me introduce you to Unbound Merino. 2 shirts, 2 pairs of socks, and 2 pairs of underwear that will drastically reduce the amount of stuff you pack wherever you go. That's because our clothes never smell and they stay clean and fresh, even if you wear them every single day.
But why would you want to?
Yeah, well, I guess there's some appeal to the travel side. Because
yeah, they're really hitting up on that travel stuff.
Now they charge you for everything on a plane. God, it used to be so great. You'd show up with a third bag if I was trying to move something from Chicago to Florida. Oh, sure. You know, go ahead, you know. And now, you know, they weigh it and they whack you if you're over the limit. And you, even with one bag now, you got to pay, right?
If you're flying first class, it's taken care of, I think, for your first 2 bags, maybe 3. If you are flying any other situation, it is a price per bag. I think it starts at $35 for the first. It depends on the airline. $35 for the first bag, $50 for the second.
That's
and then it
obscene.
Increases from there.
It really is. That is obscene to me. Let me ask one of the parents in the room with us about what they think about this. A town in Wisconsin is considering passing a new anti-bullying ordinance where parents will be fined if their kids bully anyone at school. The first time your kid does it, the fine is $313 and the price goes up from there. This is in scenic Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin.
partially agree with this. I think the first time the kid does it, the parents need to be informed because maybe they don't know.
Yeah.
Then and so that should be the that should be it. Once then they have to sign the Watson admonishment that says they know their kid is being a bully, so that the next time he is a bully, the parents can be charged with murder.
Yes, I agree. We should take that approach.
No. But something like that. I think the parents should know first because I think a lot of parents, if they were anything like when I was going to high school, a lot of parents did not know what was going on with their kids at school.
I have to agree with you.
They were told one thing, but they were doing something else.
Look, who was the, you guys aren't going to remember this, but the ultimate kid who comported himself perfectly around adults.
Haskell.
Very good. Eddie Haskell.
I knew where you were going with this.
And Eddie Haskell's parents probably had no idea he was such a... Anyway, good point. Thank you, Jay. And I'm glad. I know I don't feel so alone. There's been another study. Are you a morning person or a night owl?
Night owl.
Study out of Belgium found there are four types of people. You tell me which type you fit. Morning people, who are the most alert in the morning. Night owls, who are most alert at night. Afternoon people, who are most alert from 11 a.m. to 5. And nappers, who are alert in the morning, fade hard at around 11 o'clock, get a burst of energy at 3. Especially if they can squeeze in a nap. I know I'm number 4. That study just laid out my schedule.
I don't have a way to squeeze in a nap. I'm here until 3. I can't squeeze a nap in at 11.
It doesn't happen often, but I've been, asked to be somewhere around that time, 11 o'clock, and at 11 o'clock, you don't want me around because I'm...
I've already put my office on notice. Like, don't mess with me today or tomorrow because, I'm already tired and it's 8:20.
Oh.
I would say I'm the afternoon person. I'm more alert 11 to 5.
Yeah, I think you're accustomed to a certain situation, and Greg's done the nap thing for a very long time now. Yeah. And I think his body's accustomed to that. I think your body clock or whatever is accustomed to that.
Whatever it is that you are.
Yeah.
Whatever you have.
Well, the way that your hours and that sort of thing.
I think it changes with time.
I've been a night owl for a long time.
When I was in college, I was probably a night owl.
Yeah. But again, my job before here, I was working in a movie theater, and so my time would be whenever the last movie was over with, which is usually midnight, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then when I did work here, I didn't have this schedule that I have now.
Uh-huh.
It was a different schedule, and I could I could afford to stay up really, really late.
Jay Quillen, have you ever been to a bar in Miami called American Social?
I've been to a bar in Fort Lauderdale called American Social.
They had a promotion during the Women's World Cup. Every time the women's soccer team scored a goal, everybody in the bar got a free shot of booze.
That did not pan well for them, did it?
No, they had to stop because the game was 13-0. They ran out of whiskey.
Woo!
Not just that.
And one in four people use their bathroom for reasons other than what bathrooms are there for. They use it as a sanctuary.
For what? Like,
get away from the kids?
Number one, number two, or shower or whatever. But many people, one out of four, use the bathroom as their privacy area, their sanctuary, where they can commune with nature. And some of those great natural aromas that...
I can understand the hiding from your kids because I think my husband and I both do that. But see, now he knows how to open doors and he knows how to knock on doors. He's mobile, so you're not really hiding.
Boy, they learn fast.
And he'll knock on the door and be like, Daddy, Daddy, Mama, Mama. And you're in there, just trying to buy something on Amazon without him right there.
At least he knocks.
Oh, but that's because you have to lock the door because now he knows how to open doors.
He doesn't knock at all if the door's unlocked.
I know. He just barges right in like a little dictator that lives in our house.
It smells like your wretched coffee in here.
Is it better than the girls down at the office? Their hot plates? What? What is this?
Oh, they've got hot plates.
With your Folgers instant coffee.
And their cups are pretty hot, too.
No one can hold a candle to your homemade churned butter.
You know what? I'm going to make some homemade butter and bring it in. And you're going to be like, this is some damn good.
I've never had homemade butter that I know of.
We're getting ready to change your life.
You made the cookies, right?
Yes, and I'm making cookies tonight, I think. Oh, so you guys may get some in the morning. They're not keto, though. Spoiler alert, not keto.
I would hope not, honestly.
But they're delicious.
I don't care what country they're from. I'll try them.
I'm going to try to make some tonight. I'm going to try to make some tonight if I can. But it's all child, you know, given how my child acts.
And fried peanut butter and jelly sandwiches tomorrow morning and steak with chili.
What? No.
That's
no,
a big meal.
One or the other.
Steak with chili and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yum.
8:41. If you would like to see, open your eyes and have everything with a crystal clear focus. It's been many years since I've had that pleasure. I did want to have a LASIK procedure. I did call 272-2020 and went over to see the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye. It's a brief experience. They bring this amazing piece of technology. They're looking in the other side, and they can make a determination with this technology that LASIK will or will not work for you. In my case, it was sad news. I was hoping and praying that I could undergo LASIK. So here I am with my Costco readers and piles of glasses cleaning things and all that. I would give anything to help Joey. Joey had LASIK, and the first thing that really got his attention, not only that he didn't need glasses, but the detail of life that he could see, the individual leaves on trees, things that he had not seen before, that's what LASIK restored to his vision. So, given that the price continues to come down, the experience continues to grow at Montgomery Eye, you really owe it to yourself to find out if it will work for you. We've even had couples give it to a spouse as a gift. And I can't think of anything more meaningful than treating somebody to a vision restoration procedure. Call 272-2020, First Step Refractive Surgery Counselor. And then stop by and see them. They're right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Or their number is 272-2020. Online, you'll be able to learn more and watch some videos at onlinemep.com. 843.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Our Morning Maroon nominees coming up.
Well, hi, everybody. Not a bad forecast for the next couple of days. In fact, lower humidity, that's good news. Sunshine today with a high temperature up to about 86. We should be dry. Partly cloudy, comfortable tonight. Overnight low 60. Tomorrow, more sun, but still relatively tolerable humidity. High in the mid to upper 80s. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, there could be an isolated shower somewhere. I think most places will stay dry. And then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday. Sunday's high in, well, right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcast.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Rich here for Plumbing by Lukewire. Now, you've heard and maybe used Lukewire for years for AC and heating. I have because they've been around for 40 years doing that, but for over two decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by Lukewire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up, because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed, they are bonded, they're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call Lukewire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbylukewire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
Alabama certification number 84417.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. iCaliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? iCaliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father.
Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father.
When you were a kid, you swore you'd never turn out like your old man. But now that you have kids, it turns out you swear just like your old man.
You lousy kids, clean up.
Sure, you want your kids to think you're hip and happening, but still find yourself screaming, "Turn down that awful jungle music for crying out loud!"
And you don't care how you dress.
You've had that members-only jacket for 25 years.
Even the Goodwill doesn't want it.
So the next time you find yourself saying, "Back in the good old days," or "This must be the new man," look in the mirror, ignore your nose hair, and say hello to Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy is turning into his father.
Come here, boy. Pull my finger.
On this talk, 93.1 of MWACB, let's bring in former Secretary of State, thankfully, Jean Guédet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You would know. You have that right. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And in a moment, we expect to have joining us for the dumbest of the dumb, our friend. And the recent country wisdom of Randy Burke from Prattville Farm Center. But let's do this with you, Jacqueline, because some of these people might need a lawyer. You can give us an opinion. We have a woman named Leslie Bradbury in England, who was recently heading on a trip with her boyfriend. He complained that she was packing way too much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Women often do kind of overpack. So she put an end to the argument by stabbing him.
Okay. Sounds like a reasonable reaction to that.
She does have issues with hoarding and gets really protective of her possessions.
And a tinge of mental illness.
Yeah. She was charged, you know, with assault, but as it turns out, he is standing behind beside her in this courtroom. Is that sick?
Love is love.
Love is love. Unconditional. That's nominee number one.
She does need an attorney, though, by the way.
A slight overreaction to being accused of overpacking. Now, we have a guy in China who got so drunk.
How drunk did he get?
Thank you. That he swallowed his car keys.
Hmm.
That's a magic trick.
He was so wasted. He
watch this.
He didn't remember doing it, and then not long after he apparently swallowed them, he was in a lot of pain, so he was rushed to the hospital. Doctors x-rayed his belly cavity and saw the keys.
I bet you he could probably drive himself, though, if it's an automatic start.
It doesn't say.
I'm curious.
He did take himself to the hospital.
There you go.
But if his keys were in his belly...
Hey, he won't lose them again.
And this one is kind of my favorite for today. Megan Holman from Walhalla, South Carolina. She was arrested Monday on a DUI charge.
Oh.
Driving her kid's motorized Power Wheels toy truck.
Goals. Goals right there.
Public intoxication, DUI, a Power Wheels toy truck.
Like, I'm not even mad at her because it's like, that's pretty resourceful. You know, it's like, I had a late night. Maybe I shouldn't be drinking and driving. I'm going to go ahead and take this Barbie Jeep, though.
Just take the Power Wheels.
Like, it's fine. She's not even going to take the riding lawnmower. She's like, I'm taking this Barbie Jeep, and we're going to head down here to the school.
Is that still technically considered driving?
Yeah. Do you know you can get, like, a DUI on a bike?
Oh, yeah.
In some states, like, any type of, not necessarily motorized vehicle.
We
but
had
any,
a DUI. Yeah. Story in Morning Maroon not long ago on somebody in a motorized wheelchair.
See, that's what I was going to say. Like, what if it's not even motorized? Like, what if you're just in, like, an old school wheelchair?
What if you're on a sled?
I feel like that's...
Well, if it's like not motorized...
Type, but, I mean, if you could get one on a bike...
They have happened multiple times on lawnmowers and stuff like that, so...
From what I understand, and I want to say it was one of our presidents, was... driving while intoxicated. I say driving, but he was on his horse. This is going way back, but I believe it was one of our presidents that actually...
Might have been Andrew Jackson.
I mean, it goes a long way back because
My dad would know this. He, like, knows everything about all that stuff. I'm going to look into that.
It makes me feel good to hear you say my dad knows everything about that kind of stuff. I hope my daughter says that about me.
He does, though. My dad's a huge history guy, and he knows random facts about things, like... When in doubt, I just call my dad.
Who should we give it to? The Power Wheels drunk?
I love the Power Wheels drunk.
Like, I'm not even mad at the Power Wheels drunk.
I know, it's just funny.
Yeah, this is...
I don't know, who do you think?
The biggest maroon?
Yeah.
The guy who swallowed his keys.
Let's Probably. Give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
And joining us now from Prattville Farm Center, Randy Burkhalter. How are you today, sir?
Good. You know, y'all need to take this show on the road to all the local high schools. Hey, this is maroon stuff.
To cover this one segment, yeah. Don't be like Florida.
Yeah. Hey.
I don't know. There's so many of these come from Florida.
Yeah. Hey,
this
Greg,
is true.
We got a new program.
Tell us about it.
It's called the Turf Strong program. I need to say it with a deep voice. Turf Strong.
Turf Strong.
Turf Strong.
Turf Strong.
Yeah, and kind of think of it like this. You know, we've come to find out it's kind of like owning a vehicle when you own a lawn. Everybody enjoys a nice lawn. Everybody enjoys a nice vehicle that gets them to A to B. But there are some people that want to know all the ins and outs of the engine and how it functions, and they want to tune it up so it runs the absolute best. Some people just want to get in and turn the key and go to point A to B, and they're happy with that. It kind of applies the same thing to lawn care. Some people really want to dig into it. Some people just... Hey, you know, I enjoy a nice lawn, but I don't want to know what triple 13 means. I don't want to know what cation exchange capacity is and all that. Well, that's where we come in. In the Turf Strong program, we custom design for each individual based on a soil test,
mm-hmm.
a lawn care program for their particular lawn. Now, this differs from some big box lawn care services that come up and they're going to put the same thing on your zoysia as they do your neighbor's Bermuda, as they do your other neighbor's centipede. It's cookie cutter application. We don't do that. We custom design to fit the soil and the turf. Now, the way it works starts with a soil sample and we go from there. But here's the thing. You don't have to learn all the ins and outs of turf management. We know that already, and certainly if you want to know it, we can help educate you. But it's like this. If you were maintaining a car, wouldn't it be nice if somebody pulled up your doorstep, dropped off the oil and oil filter and air filter and said, hey, Greg, now's the time you need to do this. You don't mind doing the application or you don't mind doing the work. You just don't want to keep up with all the what kind of oil, how much, when. So it's kind of the same thing with lawn care. We're there to help the individual that doesn't mind applying, but is not so interested in having to learn all the ins and outs of fertilizer and lime and pH management and all that stuff that we do not find boring as dirt. Pardon the...
I got to bring you a sample, and I've also got to get that potassium for my tomato plants, I believe is what you suggested.
Yeah. Muriate of potash, 0060. See, that's boring to 99% of the folks out there.
Exactly.
But to us, we get a thrill out of it. It's what we do. We get excited about your dirt. And I know that's crazy.
Now you can have that experience.
Eddie's back here in the background cheering me on. Yeah, hey, we get excited about soil colloids.
So join the excitement. Bring your soil sample to Prattville Farm Center. Give us your location and hours.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, which is just a third of a mile south of the Uptown McDonald's in Prattville. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. for your convenience, and 7 to 2 also for your convenience on Saturday. We are closed on Sunday, pardon the inconvenience, but we're going to go to church.
And that's how you stay right with the world, Randy. We appreciate you, buddy. We'll probably see you Saturday morning early.
Y'all come see it.
I will do that. 8:57.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.